The Mölnlycke tortoise turning and positioning system was designed to address safety issues for both the patient and the caregiver. For the patient, the Mölnlycke tortoise turning and positioning system provides pressure redistribution to help prevent pressure injuries. The system's ergonomic features help caregivers safely reposition a high-risk patient while avoiding back injury. The Mölnlycke tortoise turning and positioning system consists of two components, a pad and a fluidized positioner. The design of the pad provides visual guides to make it easier to center a patient on the bed. It also has indicators to ensure that the placement of both the pad and the patient are aligned with the hinge joint on the bed. At the foot of the pad is the red striped tail with black non-skid material. It has two purposes. First, it serves as a parking brake to keep the patient in position on the bed. Second, the extra layer of air provides additional pressure redistribution for the patient's sacrum and buttocks. On each side of the pad are reinforced handles that provide an ergonomic grip to help reduce caregiver back injury. The black and gray handles for turning and lateral transfer. The white straps are used to boost the patient up or down. Fluidized positioners are easy to mold and conform to virtually any shape. They also maintain their shape when molded to a patient. Infographics on the black flap help describe the use of the products. Initial setup. We use SET as an acronym to help remember how to position the pad and patient. It stands for sacrum, edge, tail. Place the pad on the bed on top of a fitted bottom sheet. The patient's sacrum should be where there is a sacral image marked on the pad and also indicated by the lines going across the pad. The line should also be aligned with where the bed hinges for optimal placement. If the patient is already in the bed, roll the patient onto their side, then slide the pad between the draw sheet and fitted sheet from one side. Slide the pad between the sheets until the edge is aligned with the bedside closest to you. Turn the patient onto their back, and the air-filled pad will emerge from under the patient. The black edges should align with the sides of the bed. Take the red handles and tuck the tail under the pad towards the patient's sacrum. The black non-skid material on the red striped tail should be tucked under the pad against the fitted sheet. No red prints or red handles should be visible after engaging the tail. Tuck the black flaps under the pad itself to create an envelopment effect beneficial for pressure redistribution. The black flaps can also be tucked under the bed mattress if needed. This is how you set the patient. Boosting. If the patient needs to be moved up in the bed, the pad would glide on the sheet. If the patient needs to be moved up in the bed, the pad will glide on the sheet. Untuck the tail and then grasp the white handles and gently slide, boost the patient. Do not lift the patient. After boosting, retuck the tail to ensure the anti-skid material is engaged to help reduce migration down the bed. Turning and positioning. Guidelines for pressure injury prevention call for repositioning all individuals at risk of or with existing pressure ulcers, unless contraindicated. The caregiver reaches across the patient and grasps two of the black or gray straps. Don't bend. Keep arms and back straight and take a few steps back, using your legs to turn the patient toward you. Start with the positioner flat and just above the sacral area. Have the patient lean back into the positioner. Then, use the flat part of your hand to mold the positioner to the curvatures of the body, using 3 to 4 smooth movements until the desired degree of turn is achieved. The fluidized positioner lets the clinician dictate the degree of turn, and if the patient cannot tolerate a full turn, a smaller micro turn could be achieved instead. Tightly tuck the draw sheet and tortoise pad under the positioner to secure the positioner in place. The fluidized positioner will maintain that position. To smooth out the positioner, simply fold it in half, flatten it, and unfold it. And it is ready to be shaped again. Never fold the positioner when in use, as it becomes very firm. Remember, mold, don't fold. Lateral transfer. To begin, untuck the tail of the tortoise before starting the transfer. First, assemble the lateral patient transfer team as per your hospital's protocol. Make sure the bed breaks are locked on both beds. Ensure the surface the patient is being transferred to is at same height or slightly lower than the surface they are being transferred from. Position one caregiver at the patient's head to support the head and neck during transfer, and one caregiver at the patient's feet to avoid drag if needed. Position other members of the patient's transfer team evenly on both sides of the surfaces. Using proper body mechanics, use the long black or gray handles to slightly turn the patient. Position other members of the patient transfer team evenly on both sides of the surfaces. Using proper body mechanics, use the long black or gray handles to slightly turn the patient. Position the sliding aid beneath the tortoise and the bridge to original surface and the destination surface. Gently lower the patient onto the sliding aid. Next, the pulling caregiver should grasp two or more of the long handles located on the side of the pad and use slow pulling movements to begin to slide the patient to the end of the surface. A heavier patient may require additional pulling caregivers distributed over the four long handles. The white handles alone should never be used for lateral transfer. Simultaneously coordinate to gradually help push the patient toward the destination surface, while the remaining caregivers are using slow movements to steadily pull the patient toward the destination surface. Once the patient has been transferred to the destination surface, use the black handles to slightly turn the patient and remove lateral sliding aid. Without the lateral sliding aid, the tortoise turning and positioning system can be used to laterally transfer a patient without a lateral sliding aid. The tortoise turning and positioning system can be used to laterally transfer a patient without a lateral sliding aid. If using the tortoise without a lateral sliding aid, the pulling caregiver should grasp two or more of the long handles located on the side of the pad and use slow pulling movements to begin to slide the patient to the end point surface. Ending. The fluidized positioners and pad can be cleaned using hospital-approved disinfectant wipes. The Mölnlycke tortoise turning and positioning system is designed for single-patient use in order to guarantee best performance and avoid cross-contamination. When performing pericare with a patient, untuck the tail to lower the patient's pelvis down to the level of the mattress. The Mölnlycke tortoise turning and positioning system aids in improving compliance for patient safety and creating a safer work environment for caregivers.